This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Siman Nun Zayin. Din Barchu v'ani Asay. The laws of Barchu and answering Barchu. Oymer Shel Tzibur Barchu Es Hashem HaMavayrach. V'oynim Acharav Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach Le'elam Va'ed. V'chayzer Shel Tzibur V'oymer Baruch Hashem Vayrach Le'elam Va'ed. So the Shat says Barchu. They answer after him Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach Le'elam Va'ed. Then the Shat says again Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach Le'elam Va'ed. V'nogu Shel Tzibur Marach B'Varchu. The minhag is the Shel Tzibur is marach bevarchu, v'hakol oimrim yisbarach v'yishtabach, ba'oid shu marach bevarchu. And the Tzibur says yisbarach and yishtabach when he is marach in barchu. Says Mishra oimr Shel Tzibur b'kol ram. He says it out loud. That the people could answer and answer, hear and answer. Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach Le'olam Va'ed. Now, later on, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shat should not draw out the Baruch Hu, so that the Kahal doesn't answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Va'ed before he finishes saying Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavayrach. Otherwise, it's like an Amen Chatufa. Same way you can't answer Amen before the Baruch is over. You're not supposed to answer Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach Le'olam Va'ed before the Baruch Hu is over. And then you say Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach Le'olam Va'ed. Now, where does this come from to bow during Baruch Hu? You see anything about bowing during Baruch Hu? Rabbi Yeager pointed out that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, according to the Gra, you're not allowed to bow during Baruch Hu. Where does it come from to bow during Baruch Hu? The Bir Halacha later on, Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, says there's a smach to the minog from a pasuk, Uminog Yisrael Torah. The Aral Tzion says that the minog by Svardim is not to bow, only the Shatz bows. Everyone else does not bow. Let's see the Bir Halacha and Kuf Yud Gimel for a moment. It's Kuf Yud Gimel, Divrei Hamaskel HaKoreya. Ayin b'magin Avram shadoichek limtzay tam l'minog shenago aylam l'choraya b'varchu. Ulam b'emes yesh l'minog zeh smach min ha-mikra b'divrei hayomim. Aleph, Kapitel Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav, Ayin Sham, Uminag Yisrael Torah. Wow, listen to this. Frekt Rebel Yashiv. Who cares that you have a smach in the Pasuk? What are we trying to prove? Baruch Hu all of a sudden is Dairaisa? Elamai? It's before Takanas Chazal. Especially the Gra says you know how to do it because you're being moisif on the Takan of Chazal. So it's very nice. It was mutter before the Takan of Chazal. But after Takanas Chazal, it's Asr. Says Rabbi Yashiv, the Kavana of the Bir Halacha is Hataz Hayadua. That once something is Mefurash B'Pasuk, the Chachamim can't come along and Asr Medrabana. You hear this? This is a famous Yisoid we spoke out many times. That's something that's Mefurish B'Kra, the Chachamim can't Aser. So this is like something that's Mefurish B'Kra. That's a Chiddush Naira. Okay. Now, what direction should you bow in? Shar Tshuva says Mizrach. Aruch HaShulchan says, whatever direction you want to bow. You can bow to Marav. Well, who says you have to bow to Mizrach? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you can bow wherever you are. There's no Indian of bowing to the Mizrach. No such halacha. Do you have to stand up? So in Sim Tavkuf Nun Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says you need to stand. Likewise, in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, regarding the Baruch Hu of the Oyla L'Toyra, he says you should stand because it's Darvash B'Kedusha. But when the Shat says Baruch Hashem Baruch L'Olam Va'ed, the Tzibur is allowed to sit already. You have a lot of people, they're like, you know, they're waiting to sit until after the Shat says Baruch Hashem Baruch, the Prima Gadim says, you don't have to. all you have to stand is for the Baruch Hu and Baruch Hashem Vayrach. You don't have to wait to hear the Shat say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vayed. Do you have to keep your feet together when you say Baruch Hu? The Aruch HaShulchan says Yesh Shana Agukein. Some people do. Okay, weiter. Now, Va'oinin Acharav. V'imloy Shama Echad Mei HaShliach Tzibur Shomer Baruch. Let's say you didn't hear the Shat Tzibur Baruch. Rak Shama Mei HaKol Shomer Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vayed. You heard the call saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vayed. Oino Yimayim Gamkein. Baruch Hashem HaVayrach Olam Vayed. So if you didn't hear the Shat say Baruch Hu, you just hear the people say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vayed, you can answer with them. You can answer with them. Avalam Shama Me Asher Tzibur Levad Kishayin Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vayed. Let's say you came all the way at the tail end where the Shatz was saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vayed. Lo Yana Imay Rak Yana Amen Al Dvarav. You should just answer Amen to his words. Fine. By the way, regarding the bracha of the Oila L'Torah, the Ramah says that if the Tzibur did not hear the Baruch Hu from the Oila, they just heard the Chazan say Baruch Hashem HaVayrach L'Olam Vayed, then you answer Amen. Now, why does the Shliach Tzibur have to say Baruch Hashem HaVayrach L'Olam Vayed? K'dei she'yichl ha'satzah gam kein b'chalah m'varchim. He wants to be in on it. Vim ein sham asara b'loy hu. What if he's one of the 10? Im loy ana imayim layatzei dei chayvasai. Wow. If you have a minyan mitzumtzum, then now his answer of Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vayed is not just to be koilel himself, not just he doesn't want to take himself out of the party. It's me'ikar hadin. They're not yoytzei the Baruch Hu if the Shatz does not say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vayed. It's a Magen Vram B'Shem Aguda Kashali. Afilu Yesha Sar Biltai Gam Kein Lo Yatzei Dei Chavas Atzmai Kivon Shalai Ani Yimayim. Frek the Chavetz Chaim, I don't understand. Even if there's a big minion, if he doesn't answer, he's not Yotzei his Chiyav, since he didn't answer. Ul Inyan Hashar and L'Chayro regarding everyone else, the Yotzei B'chol Gavnei, they're Yotzei, even if he doesn't answer, Lo Yigaramim Haya Echad Mespala Lo Yashin. Why is it any worse than if somebody was davening or sleeping the Kaimel and El Sim Nun Hesif Vav Demet Staref? I don't understand the question of the Mishnah Berurah. If there are 10 without him, he's not Yoytze his Chayvas Atzmai? Who says he has a Chayva? Who says you have a Chiyav to answer? The Chiyav comes from the fact that someone told you to bless Hashem. So if someone tells you to bless Hashem, you're mechuyev to bless Hashem. But if I'm the one saying bless Hashem, then why do I have a chiyuv? I don't have a chiyuv. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to myself. That's what I would say pshat in the Magen Avram is. In other words, the Magen Avram says that if you have a minyan, now, so you'll say, but if I have a minyan mitzumtzum, he's telling a tzibur they have to bless Hashem. So if he doesn't answer, then the whole Baruch Hu it doesn't work. Why? Because what? He's telling 9 people to bless Hashem? Don't you need to tell it to a minion? So maybe then he has to answer, Amen. Okay, Tzarechian, think about it. Now, V'oimer Baruch Hashem HaVarach. Kasav B'Sefer Shari Ephraim. The Shari Ephraim writes, Eitzel Dinei Berchas HaTorah V'Adin B'Zeh. Kitzas shluchei tzibur, some shluchei tzibur. Kishat tzibur oimer baruch Hashem amvayrach. Oine achareim amen. They answer amen. V'choizer oimer baruch Hashem baruch Olam Vayed. V'tasu b'yom, they're mistaken. Shekim shomer miyad baruch Hashem. Since they immediately say baruch Hashem v'chulu ein tzarch loimer amen. You don't have to say amen. What does he mean? Kivan sha'oimrim miyad. Is it that the Shatz says immediately Baruch Hashem? What's the reason why the Shatz should not say Amen or does not have to say Amen? Because the Shatz says immediately Baruch Hashem? He should say Kivan Sha'amar, no? Or it's going on Shatzim in general. The Chayin Kasa Primagadim is Mekuv Tzalichas V'chayadim. Aval Atzibur Yoimru Amin Achar Shtiach Tzibur Av Sha'amru Metchila Baruch Hashem Hamvarach. You hear what the Shair Ephraim says? After the Shatz says Baruch Hashem Varach Lamvad, the Tzibur should say Amin. Aval Chayadim Kav She'in Tzirich Lamer Amin. The Chayadim says you don't have to say Amin. V'chayin Kasa Primagadim is Simnon Zayin V'kuv Tzalichas The Kivan Why do they have to say, I believe what you said? Of course I believe what you said. We said it ourselves. I don't have to affirm what you said. I said it myself. You could do it. You could do it if you want to. If you're in a place where you can't interrupt, let's do one more. The Rama said the minhag is the Shel Tzibur is Marach Bevarchu, and the Kahal answers Yisparach V'Yishtabach when he's being Marach Bevarchu. Says Mishnah Brura Ba'odshu Marach Davka B'Shas Hanigun, only while he's singing. When he's gurgling, you could say Yisparach V'Yishtabach. But if he's saying the word, you can't say it. Aval B'Shosha Omer Atevis Lo Yomer Klum. V'im Ein HaChazin Marach Bevarchu, if the Chazin is not Marach, Mutav sheyishtaik. It's better to be silent. V'chavein masha omer shel tzibur and listen to the shatz. The saying kedei sheyana baruch hashem baruch lavad. Hanoyagin loymer es hashem aleikach atira kishayagia hashliach tzibur le'es. Some people have a minhag when the shel tzibur says baruchu es. So they say es. Es hashem aleikach atira kozer hashem shein mikabala. It is not traditional of enemy side hachachma, and it's not from the foundation of wisdom. Okay, let's hold it over here. Blin, I'm going to look in the Isha Yisrael what Rav Chaim Knievsky says about the kriyos of Kaddish. Okay, let's hold it here. Hatzlacha, kol tov. What?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.